Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Recently, CEF of Illinois invited George Barna to come as our guest speaker for our Kids Matter Most conference. In the second session, George Barna shared his heart and his passion as a parent, as well as giving practical exhortations in raising children to be spiritual champions. We hope you enjoy this first part of a four-part Best Practices Parenting Series, where George Barna breaks it down step by step what it takes to raise spiritual champions for Christ.
You know, over the course of time, I've learned that there's a real danger to coming anywhere and speaking about effective parenting. I'm reminded of a good friend of mine who has been a pastor for many years now. And he told me that at the age of 25, when he was single, he got his first senior pastorate. He took over a church of 50 people, and he was very proud that annually he was able to preach what he called a great sermon with four key principles to raising godly children. And I talked to him recently about that. Now he's 45. He has a church of about 4,000 or 5,000 people, nationally known speaker. And he said, well, it's interesting. I no longer preach on parenting because now I have three children and no proven principles on raising godly children. So I don't know about you, but I can certainly relate to that. But the reality is, fortunately, there is literally an army of great Christian parents out there who are raising their children to be spiritual champions. And that's what we want to talk about during the course of this session. It actually came out in the book called Revolutionary Parenting. But one of the things in doing all of that research and all that work I found is that, of course, it's always best to start when you're studying any topic with God's words to set the parameter for this. So as we do that, again, just to think about this, we know that when we look in the scriptures, we find that God gives us his perspective on children. And that perspective is simple but powerful. They're a gift to us from him. We're supposed to always be seeking their well-being. It's a full-time job to raise them. And what we're supposed to be doing is to showing them what it looks like to live a Christian life, to be a truly devoted follower of Christ. The scriptures also tell us that our job as parents is to prepare those children for the rest of their life. And what that means is that we need to protect them from things that are going on around them. We need to provide what they need in order to be successful in life, successful in God's terms. We need to give them enough time to develop into true disciples of Christ. It doesn't happen overnight. And in the course of doing that, we need to guide the decisions and choices that they're making. It's our job to disciple them. It's not the church's job. It's not Christian media's job. It's your job as a parent, my job as a parent. We're supposed to prepare them in life to do hard work. We're supposed to help them choose their friends, and we're supposed to help them have respect for their parents and other elders. And the scriptures also tell us about the importance of their spiritual development. And so that means teaching them to fear God, to love him, to have faith in him, to know his commandments so that we can obey them and live in accordance with them, to teach them the content of the scriptures, to help them to avoid sin, and that we are to be the ones who lead them to the Lord and then see them baptized to publicly proclaim that they are a follower of his. Now, I've talked with a lot of people about just this. I mean, without getting into the research, just thinking about this is what God has told us, what he calls us to do. And a lot of people across the country, including Christians, still wonder if it's possible. And yet we've had this wisdom available to us for over 2,000 years. So to find out if it's possible, being the kind of curious guy that I am, we did some research on this to find out, is it happening? Is it still possible to do? You saw what we talked about in the first session, and it's a pretty daunting challenge to try to raise a young person to love Jesus Christ in a culture that can't stand him. And so we're really swimming against that culture 24/7. Is it possible to raise them to be spiritual champions? So to figure that out, we wanted to do some research, but I didn't want to just do the same Q&A kind of stuff that most surveys become. So we came up with a very different approach, and what we started out by doing was figuring out who actually meets that criteria, those criteria, as a young adult. Because given what we know about development, that must have happened when they were young and then they've kind of continued to grow into that relationship with Christ. So what we did was we identified a national sample of people in their early 20s who actually are spiritual champions. They get it. They're living it. They're doing it. They're exactly what you and I would want our children to look like. And so we interviewed them. These are people for whom God is their top priority. Their faith is of the highest importance, most important thing in their life. They possess a biblical worldview. Their purpose in life, as they describe it, is to know, love, and serve God with all their heart, mind, strength, and soul. And they're active in a community of faith, not only evangelizing, but discipling, serving people who need love and help. These are what we're trying to do, what we're trying to raise. And so we interviewed them about what they thought their parents had done to get them to the point where they were willing to live that kind of life and able to live that kind of life. But then I wanted to take it even beyond that because I know there could be some distortion in their perceptions. And so we asked for their permission and for the information we needed to contact their parents, assuming their parents were still alive, and in most cases they were. And almost all of them gave us not only permission, but the contact information. So then we contacted their parents. And without telling them what their kids had told us they as parents had done, we asked them what they thought they had done. And what we did was we looked for the conjunction between the two sets of data or two sets of answers that we got from the parent and child. And we did that across thousands of people across the country. And what that's enabled us to do is to get a pretty robust examination of what might it take to raise a spiritual champion in this day and age. And so just to let you know, there's good news. It is being done. It can be done. And I think there are discernible practices that we can identify. This is kind of a best practices session. And so I want to share with you things that, looking back at it, do mirror these very principles and approaches that the Bible exhorts us to follow. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to break it down to a half dozen different dimensions that we found these practices fit within. Those are going to be parental priorities. Secondly, being totally immersed in the process of raising a spiritual champion. Thirdly, developing and embracing non-negotiable boundaries for your children. Fourthly, behaving like a parent. Fifthly, defining critical values and beliefs. And finally, setting and pursuing specific goals for the children. So there are different elements that have to happen within each of these dimensions. And that's what I want to spend the rest of my time with you discussing. I'll be out at the table afterwards and we can talk about other things. But let me spend this time now talking about what this looks like in practice, because this is what seems to actually be doing the job. So first of all, let's talk about parental priorities in life, establishing your priorities. What we found among these parents, and it was verified by what their children, their now adult children, told us their parents had been like when they were growing up, is first of all, God has to come first in your life. You're not going to raise a spiritual champion if God is just one more thing on a to-do list, if God is just somebody that you're a fan of. But you really have to be a disciple. God has to be the driving force in your life. And it has to be so obvious and unmistakable that as your children watch you, they see it. They may not understand it at first, but as they see this practiced over and over again, it's something that they begin to latch onto. What this means is that God has, your relationship with God has to dictate the choices that you make in life. We found that these parents said their conversations tended to revolve around their relationship with God and their understanding of and pursuit of holiness and scriptural principles. And it was something that defined their ideas and their practices related to morality, to success, to meaning and purpose in life, the totality of their life. Secondly, we found that in terms of your life priorities, you have to consistently pursue personal spiritual growth. This isn't just something that you worked at when you were a kid. It's not something that you mastered by the time you got out of graduate school. This is an ongoing life process. You're never done becoming who God wants you to be. And that's part of the mentality that we have to have, and it's part of, again, what we're demonstrating to our children. Our efforts to grow spiritually should be planned and purposeful, and the areas in which we're investing our greatest energy, our greatest effort, has to be in those areas where we understand we have needs and deficiencies in that relationship with and that pursuit of Christ. And so this means that we have to embody the principles of God in our life. One of the parents I talked to gave me an interesting perspective. He said, you know what? You can't share what you haven't experienced. You can't be who you are not. You can't give what you don't have. And you can't teach what you don't know. I thought, yeah, that works. And that was kind of, it became kind of a mantra for him as he was trying to figure out, who do I want to be in Christ? And then in turn, give that to my children as their legacy. That's how I want to live. You can't share what you haven't experienced. You can't be who you aren't. You can't give what you don't have. You can't teach what you don't know. Thirdly, I found that in terms of life priorities, it's important that you see parenting not just as something that you have to survive. I know there's a great tendency to do that. I've been there. But the idea here is that we have to understand that parenting is our gift to God. Ultimately, when we leave this earth, the single greatest legacy that we leave behind are our children. And hopefully what we're leaving behind are children that love God with all their heart and soul, mind and strength, and love others like themselves, just as we heard. We know that also, that means that in order to be a parent who sees raising spiritual champions as a gift to God, you have to see yourself as an agent of transformation. We found that these also were parents who said that their child was their gift to God, which meant that they had to have a genuine relationship with their kids through an intimate connection with them, through sharing experiences with them, through open communication, through setting goals and working towards those goals together with them. The whole idea is that I found that these parents, and again, their kids underscore the truth of it, involve the children in every facet of the parents' life. They wanted them to know what life was about and how tough it was, but how good it could be when you lived it with God, how there would still be struggles, but that God would give you the strength to get through those struggles. So that intimacy and the shared experiences was critical. Again, they kept reinforcing to me the idea that they did all of these things, they made this a priority because they believe that it's the most important thing that they do in their life.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this four-part series that will be airing over the next several weeks on Raising Children to be Spiritual Champions by George Barna. There's no question about it that raising children to be spiritual champions for Christ must be a parent's first and foremost priority, and our own spiritual walk with the Lord must be the greatest priority of all. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week. Until then, may the Lord bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.